Okay, Rabbi Sai, we're giving the shiur here on Daf Chof Aleph here in Lakewood, New Jersey. And we're holding the Mishnah bottom of Chof Amid Beis at the Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah. Balkeri Maharher Beliboy. A Balkeri is required, like everybody else in Klal Yisrael, to go and lay in Krishma. However, since he is a Balkeri, he's not allowed to go and say the words. He has to only be Maharer, he has to think the words of Krishma. The reason why he cannot say the words, explains Rashi, we're talking after the time of Takanas Ezra, or Tvilas Ezra. Avada, there's a din in the Torah, if a person becomes a Balkeri, the Torah says, to become Tohar, he has to go to the mikveh. He has what we call Herev Shemesh, he waits until nightfall, and then he becomes fully Tohar. During the period of time that he has not gone to the mikveh, if he happens to be a Kohen, he cannot eat Truma. Even if he's a regular Yisrael, he won't be able to go into the Beis HaMikdash, he won't be able to eat Kodshim. And therefore, to enable him to go and become fully Tohar, he has to go to the mikveh. But what happens if the person just wants to learn Torah after he became a Balkeri? So the Torah doesn't say any problem with that. It only talks about the inyan of being Metame Truma and being Metame Taharis. And those that are makbid to eat their chulin al taharas hakodesh, then they would have to be makbid to go to the mikveh. Here, however, we're talking about learning Torah or saying psukim or saying kriyishma. So if you look at the Rashi, Balkeri mitkanes Ezra. Ezra, that's the famous Ezra of Ezra and Nehemiah. Ezra that brought up Yidden at the time of the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Vushteit. Ezra was masakin that even just to say a Dvar Torah, to learn, to say Krishma, you have to go to the mikveh. We're going to see at the end of the sugya, Mi'atz Hashem, that although this was a very, very choshev takana, l'maisa, it's not a libid hilchasa because it was not accepted by the masses of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, if a person today is a Balkeri, he is allowed to go and learn Torah. However, throughout the generations, there have been many, many that have been makbid on the inyan of Tzvilas Ezra, and even the Rambam himself, who paskins in his Yad HaChazaka, that you do not have to go to the mikvah for Dvar Torah. However, the Rambam himself writes that he himself was makbid every single time to go to the mikvah if and when he became a Balkeri. Balkeri doesn't mean just having any mission. It means, for instance, every time a husband lives with his wife, he becomes technically a Balkeri, and then without Tfilas Ezra, he would not be able to learn Torah. He wouldn't be able to daven Shachris, he wouldn't be able to daven and say Brochus, etc. Anyway, and that's the reason why Ezra was a Masak in his Tfilah, and that's why in many, many circles, particularly among the Hasidim, many of them go to the mikveh for Tfilas Ezra, and many go even on a daily basis, either for Tfilas Ezra reasons or because Loi Plug, because they don't want people to know when they became a Balkeri, when they had beer, whatever it happens to be, or just to have a Toisvis Kedusha, Toisvis Tahara. Anyway, that's the union of Tvilas Ezra. So getting back to our Mishnah now, we're going just finishing off the Rashi, the Balkeri mitkones Ezra v'eilach shetiken Tvil Balkeri and Lasik b'toira, kin rominim above a kama. So because of that takona, says Rashi, maharher Krishma Baliboy Kishimagiyas Manamikra. When the time of Krishma arrives, instead of saying it out loud, he should be Maharher. He should just think the words. Look inside the Siddur, think the words without enunciating them. But Rashi adds, Ve'ina Mavarech Afilu Behirur Le'lefanev Le'lechreo Kim Debrochas Lamed Raisa Mechayv Loi Atzrechu Rabban. So back to the Mishnah. A Balkeri, when it comes to man Krishma, he should go and say that Krishma to himself, Mahar Baliboy, not say the words with his lips, with his mouth. He should not say the Birchas Krishma of Yoitzer Or, or Ahavas Oilam before, or the Bracha afterwards. In the morning, of course, that's Kal Yisrael, and at night, all the same halacha supply. Don't say the Brachas before or after. However, V'al HaMozoin, since Birchas HaMozoin we know is Min HaTorah, then Mavarach L'Achrav, he should go and bench afterwards. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say this clearly, but from the Gemara we will see that it means also Al Yedei Hirhor. Because if you hold from the din of Tekonis Ezra, then just like you cannot go in Skriyishma, B'Pem Olei, You can't go and bench bepemale. You can only do it to yourself. Again, mahar belibay. In mavarch liacharein, mavarch lefanav. Mavarch lefanav, of course, would mean to make hamoitzi, or any other brachas that you make before you eat. All of those brachas are midrabanan, and therefore the chacham said, you know what? If you're balkari, you don't have to go to the mikveh to say these brachas. Just don't say the brachas. The brachas are drabanan. So drabanan said, in that case, we waive our rights. You don't have to make the bracha. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mevarch lefnei lachrem." Rabbi Yehuda says, "No, you should be mevarch before and after, even though it's only drabanan." And we'll see mentioned in the Gemara what's the reason. Zok Gemara, we started off that one can say Kriyishma al yedei hirhur through thinking, v'loy al yedei dibur, but not by speaking. And the Gemara wants to know memanavshach if hirhur is kedibur, it's as if you actually said. And Rashi points out, this is not only negea to a balkari, but every person. What happens if a person who's saying Krishma didn't say it out loud, he said it totally to himself. Al yidei hirhur. Are you yoitze? So says Ravina. So you Meris, from our Mishnah, you see crystal clearly that here kedibadami, that here works just like Diva. If you're going to tell me hear her is just thoughts, but not words, and therefore it's worthless, so love Mahar. So why is there a din that he should be Mahar in the first place? Our Mishnah says, Balkari Mahar. Why should he be Mahar? Don't waste your time. Elamai, what are you going to go and say? Hear her kidimadami. Ah, so you're telling me here is like Dibur. So why shouldn't he, in fact, say the words? In other words, make up your mind. If you're telling me that here is kedibur, and that's why you're yoitze kriyishma, then I bazoi, you should have to go to the mikveh. As well as, if you hold it here is kedibur, go and say the words out loud. You're telling me it's the same thing. Nujokt. And am I going to tell me here is lav kedibur, tell me, so then what's the purpose in being mahar? You might as well just skip the whole thing and move on. If here is not, you're not yoit to the mitzvah anyway, why are you being mahar? Everything marked Ashkechon b'Sinai. B'Sinai means, of course, when Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah in Har Sinai, there's a mitzvah of hafrosha from wives and hagbolim in a har, where the Torah says that a person should not live with his wife 3 days before Matan Torah, so that he doesn't become a bal keri, and that his wife doesn't become a balas keri. Of course, a woman cannot become inherently a balaskari, but she can become a paleta shechva zera. And for the first 3 days, if any shechva zera that was implanted in her by her husband, during that 3 days, if at any time it comes out, she becomes tamea, just like a balaskari. And she has to go to the mikveh then. If it comes out after 3 days, that shechva zera is no longer shechva zera because it's no longer considered to be potent. It's lost its authority as Shechva Zera. Aha. Okay. So Zok to Gemara, what was the story by Sinai? Because Baruch Hu said, Al tikshi al isha, don't live with your wives for 3 days. Not because of the menfolk so much. The menfolk could live with their wives theoretically. Just make sure that after the last time they lived with their wives, go to the mikveh. But women can't go and go to the mikveh immediately, because even if they go, if they're poleta shechva zera a minute later or a day later, up to 3 days later, then they will become tamei once again. Ah, then why did Kadosh Baruch Hu require that people should go to the mikveh? Oh, because of this din of Takanas Ezra, that one should not say or receive or get involved in Divrei Torah unless the person went to the mikveh. So now, how does that answer our kasha? So let's go to the second choices before the bottom. Kedashka b'Sinai, Pirush. Afal gav de kedibur dami. Even though hirhur is kedibur, and therefore the gabi kriyishma le'inyan shiyotze, he's yoitz in the mitzvah of kriyishma al yedei hirhur. Mikomakam lav kedibur dami le'inyan shehi balkeri osur laharher. However, for balkeri and tfilas Ezra purposes, hear her is lav kedibur. Kedashka b'Sinai, just like we found by Sinai. That was mean by Sinai. To hayisham dibur, people, that there was dibur at Har Sinai. Vayitzrich litboil, and people had to go in toivul. Ve'avgav shohayu shoyskin, and even though Klal Yisrael was quiet, shemei ha'koina, they are deemed to have said the Aseres Adibris together with Rabbi Nishlal, Shemek Oin. If they're deemed to have said it, that's when you need mikvah. You need mikvah for Dibur, not for Hirhur. And therefore, bottom line, what the Gemara is saying is a very, very traditional type of yeshivish eteretz. Asadot tzvei dinim. What means tzvei dinim? One din here is kedibur legabe kriyashma. You have here yoytzim. However, the gabe the din of going to the mikvah and tvilas ezra, because the fact that you're balkeri, so to speak, is metama the Torah. Therefore, you can't go and say Torah. That's only ayidei dibur. Ayidei hirhur, you do not need to go to the mikvah. So here is kedibur for purposes of kriyishma. Here is not kedibur for purposes of the requirement to go to the mikvah. You can be maharer if you're a balkeri, even if you have not gone to the mikvah. Good. That's teretz number one. Teretz number one is this distinction between here and kedibur, that we hold here kedibur for purposes of kriyishma. But now, four lines from the bottom, Rav Chisdama here lav kedibur dami. No, here is not kedibur. Diesel gadaitach here kedibur dami, yoitzi misvasev. If hirur is the equivalent, is equal to dibur, nujokt, then say it. Why do you have to be maharer? Is the chasim that here is not kedibur? In fact, you might lamai here lav kedibur dami. It's lam maharer. So why does the Mishnah say that you should be maharer? You're not accomplishing anything anyway. There is no mitzvah. Here is lav kedibur dami. Amr Belazar, the reason is, al tifresh min hatzibur. Don't be different than everybody else. Kadesh lo yehu kala oilem oiskim boy, v'yoyshevu batel. All the people in Besmedesh are all saying Krishma, 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 and he's sitting on his hands doing nothing. It's what we call being poyrish min hatzibur. Therefore, mezhoktem, Rabbi Yid, go and shokel and be mahar along with everybody else. You're not allowed to go enunciate the words, but at least be mahar, let people see you put your hands over your eyes and that you are straining yourselves to go and say the words internally, and therefore it's shalei tifresh min hatzibur, but here it is lav kedibur. Pray the Gemara v'nigros b'pirkei achrona. Okay, I understand that everybody else is saying Krishma. We don't want him to be Yoshev Batel, but let him go and open up a Chumash and be Mavasedra. Let him open up Masechtas Brachos and learn the Daf. Why does he have to Daf to say Krishma then? We don't want him to go and be Mavatel, something that everybody else is doing. Everybody else is doing now, everybody else is saying Krishma, for him to do something else that would look modna, would look out of place. Again, we don't want to be Purish Menatzibur. What happens after Krishna is over? Now it's Shemin Esrei time. It's time to daven Shemin Esrei. When happens if a person started davening Shemin Esrei? And as he started, he says to himself, I forgot. I'm a Balkeri. I should have gone to the mikvah. Lo yafsik. Don't be mafsik Shemin Esrei. Eli yakatzer. But continue to the end of the Shemin Esrei, but try to keep it short. How do you keep it short? Explains Rashi, the katze kol bracha u bracha. Every bracha you have, Rufa'inu Hashem and Erofe, Baruch Atu Hashem, Roife Choy Le'amu Yisrael. In other words, just a couple of words from the bracha and finish it off relatively quickly. See, Gemara is medayik. Vazok to Gemara. Taim with the Ascha, the whole reason why we're saying he should not be mafsik, but he should be mekatzer, he should cut each bracha down. That's because he already started. But you would agree, Halo Yaskal, if he didn't start yet, Yaskal, he shouldn't start. Now, why shouldn't he start? After all, let him go and be Mahar Balev. Just like you said by Kriya Shema. You're going to tell me here is Lav Ketibadam, it's worthless, but he doesn't want to be Parish Menetzibur. If everybody else is Davinik Shemin Esrei, he should also Davinik Shemin Esrei. Why does it say, you know, he should stop as quickly as possible, he should be Makatzer, and stop at Yaskal, but Yaskaloi, if he didn't start, he should not start. Why not? Parish Menat Tzibur. Everything more Shani Tzvila, the less but Malcha Shemaim. See, more is now falling away from the teretz that we gave until now, that the reason by Kriyishma, that he goes and says it's he's Mahar together with everybody else, so he said the reason was Parish Menat Tzibur. Says, well, no, that's not the reason. The reason why he goes and is Mahar Kriyishma, because everybody in life has to be Mekabel, all Malcha Shemayim, and go and say to the world, I pledge allegiance to Rabbi Yishlalim, that he is the Echad HaMiyuchad, the Einzige Rabbi Yishlalim of the Welt. Aha. So, that's only the Gabi Kriyishma. Shani Tzvil, the less of Malcha Shemayim. However, Malcha Kriyishma doesn't have Malcha Shemayim. You don't say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. Rashi even adds, you don't even find the words Melech HaOilam in the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Elkeinu Hussein Elkeinu Avraham Elkeinu Yitzchak Elkeinu Yaakov Elkeinu Agudah Gibeah Vaneirah. The word Melech is not mentioned anywhere in Shemoneh Esrei Legabe Terubay Yishlam. Therefore, Zokti Yimara, there's no Kabbalah's Ol Malcha Shemayim. And that's the reason why Kriya Shema, they should be Mahar, and Shemoneh Esrei, they should not be Mahar. What about benching? It says in our Mishnah that you have to make a bracha li'achrav. You have to say benching. Aye, let's be Malcha Shemayim. There too, there's no Malcha Shemayim. We don't go and say Shema Yisrael Hashem Akin Hashem Achod. Utanat al Mosma Varech li'achrav and Varech lefonov. When it comes to benching, we're only Mavarech after the meal. We're not Mavarech before the meal. Why shouldn't we be Mavarech before the meal? Remember, it's only Ayyidah here. The only thing, reason is because we don't want to be Parish Menatzibur. No. So let him go make that bracha at the same time. Why do we say Birchas HaMazon only Acharev and not Lefonov? It's like tomorrow, Tanan HaMazon Mavarech L'Acharev and Mavarech Lefonov. Ela Kriyishma U'Birchas HaMazon D'Araisa U'Tfil Midrabban. A brand new reason. The reason why Krishma and Birchas HaMazon person has to be Mahar, because both of them are Mena Toira. Tzvil, however, is only Midrabanan. And that's the reason why you don't have to be Mahar. You can skip it and move on to next. Okay. Well, that's pretty straightforward. Now the Gemara is going to tell us something which is really Mechudash. And that is, we know when it comes to eating food, we make a Bracha Min HaToira Li Achareha. Bechalt V'Savot V'Rachta. You washed. You have to bench min ha-toyre. What about making a moitzi? What about eating anything else? Like making a shahakal, a bar priya dam, a bar priya eitz. What's the halacha there? That's all the Rabbanan. Midrabanan. Now let's look at Birchas ha-toyre. Birchas ha-toyre, it's ironic, it's the other way around. Because before we go and start learning Torah, we make the brachos. Shebuch ha-bonim mikol amim, harav no, lasik b'divrei soira. All the brachas you make on Torah. But you make those brachas before you learn, not after you learn. After learning, there's no bracha whatsoever. Zero. And now we're going to have Rav Yehuda that says the following. Rav Yehuda, and on the side there's another gear, so I'm reviewing on Rav. As everybody knows, Rav Yehuda was initially a Talmud of Rav, and subsequently, when Rav passed away, Rav Yehuda moved on to the Bais Medrash of Shmuel. So you have many times that the Gemara quotes Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, and also Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So what does Rav Yehuda say in Amar Rav? How do you know that benching, that you have to bench, because the Torah says so. We state to the Torah. Shenema v'chalt v'svot v'rachto, as Hashem alekecha. There's a mitzvah when you eat, and you have a kedei sviya, when you're sated, you're satiated, then v'chalt v'svot, you have to go and bench, v'chalt v'rachto. Ah. Now, is there anything about a bracha lefaneha? No. The bracha is only minatayra liachara. Okay, that's the gabi v'chalt v'savata. What about b'chaz ha-tayra? Minatayra b'chaz ha-tayra lefaneha minatayra. How do I know b'chaz ha-tayra you make a bracha before? That's lasik b'divrei soira v'harvna, etc. Shem, it says in the pasuk, Yishem Hashem ekra v'god le'lekeinu. Now this pasuk is at the beginning of Parshas Ha'azinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Yishem Hashem ekra. I'm about to go and read out all of these psukim, all of this Torah from Hashem. That's the Shira of Parshas Ha'azinu. Hova God Lelkenu, I intend making a bracha, and I ask all of you to go and answer along with the bracha. Meaning, Hova God Lelkenu, that you should go and say, Amen. You should say Amen after the bracha. Ah, so what do I see from here? That Birchas Torah Lefaneo is from Kishem Hashem Ekra. Hashem says, I'm going to go and call out, or I'm going to go and call out in the name of Hashem, in terms of the Birchas HaTorah. That's what it says in the Pasuk. As Omer B'Yochanan, Lamad the Birchas HaTorah, the Acharei HaMin, the Birchas HaMazin, Mikal V'Chaymer, or Birchas HaMazin, Lefanei HaMin, Birchas HaTorah, Mikal V'Chaymer. So Rabbi Yochanan now adds to what Rabbi Yehuda said, and he said that what you just told me is Psukim in the Torah. But based on a kal v'chomer, I'm going to equate birchas hatorah and birchas hamazon, and that is birchas hamazon is only afterwards. But I'm going to learn from a kal v'chomer that benching or making a bracha on wheat, on bread, on matzah, on challah is required based on a kal v'chomer. And the same thing applies to the din of learning. In the Torah it says only have to go and make the birchas hatorah lefanel. But I'm going to learn from a kal v'chomer that you have to have birchas hatorah also li'achareha. So, Gemara, what's the kal v'chomer? Amar birchas lemad birchas hatorah li'achareha. That you have to go and add a bracha after birchas hatorah. The ones before birchas hatorah we just had now. Before birchas hatorah is a din of laning kriyish, not laning krishma, but laning the birchas hatorah before you learn Torah. But now we're going to learn up that we're going to learn that you have to make a bracha after you finish learning from Birchas Hamazon. What's from Birchas Hamazon? Mikal v'chaymeh. What's the kal v'chaymeh? Umadoch, or Birchas Hamazon lefaneh. And, okay, that's number one. And number two, Birchas Hamazon lefaneh, min Birchas Hatorah mikal v'chaymeh. And that Birchas Hamazon, that you have to go and make lefaneha. Hamoitzi, that's also a chiyav based on a kal v'chaymeh. So what's the kal v'chaymeh? Birchas Hatorah l'acharei min Birchas Hamazon mikal v'chomer. That's that we have to say Birchas Hatorah after the learning. We learn that kal v'chomer min Birchas Hamazon. Uma mazon shein toin lefanov. There is no din min hatorah that on mazon, for instance, on eating wheat products, eating bread, eating challah, or for that matter, you can look at it more broadly. Any type of mazon, any type of food. Uma mazon shein toin lefanov. Mazon is not required to have a bracha before, but it's required to have a bracha afterwards. That's v'chad v'zot v'rachta. Torah shetu'un lefanel. Torah does require a bracha before enough. Those are the words that we were saying before. Three brachas lasting with divrei seira. Harav nana shebracha banu. In addition to l'achra, the navad should have a bracha li'achrav. Since we're saying that Muslim doesn't have a bracha lefanav, but has a bracha li'achrav, then Torah that has a bracha lefanav certainly has to have a bracha li'achrav. Frank Gemara, not Frank Gemara, Zok Gemara, birchas one lefanel min birchas hatorah mikal v'chomer. Now we're going to learn the reverse. That benching, meaning not really benching, but a bracha lefaneha, like a moitzi, is also required min hatorah from mikal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Ma Torah shein tuna l'achareha, tuna lefaneha. Min HaTorah, if you look in all the psukim, you're not going to find any remez, any requirement by Torah that should be taught in a bracha afterwards. But tun lefanel, but the Torah is certainly machayev lefanel, that we know. Mazon shutun la'achrav, mazon that does have a chiyuv la'achrav, the din of benching, and it didn't shutun lefanel, then it certainly should make sense to learn a kal v'chomer that you be mechuyev even lefanov. As I enter the shekel Torah. Let me just clarify. You're saying mazon and Torah. Mala mazon shekein nehene, mala Torah shekein chayu oilam. In other words, I have a double pircha. I have a pircha on your mazon case, and I have a pircha on your Torah case. What did you say by mazon? You say, madach mazon, you have a bracha li'achrav. Certainly by Torah you should have a bracha li'achrav. You know why mazon you have a bracha li'achrav? Shekein nehene. The person just ate now. A delicious piece of bread, a delicious matzah, a delicious challah, or delicious food items such as fish and meat and other things. So Hennehenna, he feels great about it. He's going to go patch his boch, his belly, and he's going to say, ah, delicious, and everything's going to be great. You can't learn from there that Torah you should have a bracha li'achrav, because Torah there's no Nehenna. About it is no rochnis. But there's no hanoa gashmis. So tomorrow, the reason why Torah has a bracha lefanav is because of the fact that it's chay oilam, it's nitzchias. But that's only by Torah, not by the case of, thank you. If you don't mind, maybe we can open the window a little bit. Very stuffy here. That by Torah, since it's chay oilam, that's why the Torah is machayiv brachas lefanav. But in Tumah Mazon, there is no chai oilam, so there are no brachas lefanav. Void. I have another kasha. Tonight, we learned in the Mishnah. So, the Umar until now asked pirchas and both kal v'chaymas. We wanted to learn the din of birchas and mazon from divrei Torah. We wanted to learn divrei Torah from birchas and mazon. But we can't learn one from the other because in both cases they have a pircha. Ma'al mazon shekin nehenna. Uma Torah Shekin Chai Olam. And we have a kach from our Mishnah. Oh, it's not. Alamozim, Varech Le'achman, Varech Le'fonov. When it comes to benching, we bench afterwards. Even the Balkeri benches Agitei Hiror, but he doesn't have to make a bracha before. Now, what's the difference? Because the Mozin afterwards is Minat Torah, the Mevorech Le'fonov is Midrabban, and I do not learn this Kal V'chaymer. It's Tiyuf Tataka Shver on the Man Diyama that holds, we make this Kal V'chaymer from Torah to Mozin, and from Mozin to Torah. Okay, we're up to Amar Yehuda. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam,
she'hakol nihyeh bedvarei. Amen. So the tiyufta is only that it's not going to be deraisa. Father, you still have to make a bracha before and after. It's just not going to be deraisa.
Exactly. As my son Reb Tzion points out, that even though it says that these two kal v'chaymers fall away because they have pirchas in both kal v'chaymers, that just takes away the chi of deraisa that the Gemara was trying to prove from the Kal V'chaymer, but Avati, you certainly have the Chiv D'Rabbanan to say the brachas like all brachas D'Rabban. Nushtikal, Om Rav Yehuda. On the side it adds, Om Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Vosok Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. Safik Kara Krishma, Safik Leikara, Eina Choyz V'Kara. If he's not sure if he's laying Krishma or not, maybe I did, maybe I didn't, you do not repeat it. Safik Omar Emes V'Yata, Safik Leomar. If he's not sure about emes v'yatzev, then choizer v'oime es v'yatzev, she should repeat it. Now that sounds kind of strange. Krishma is the choyra echi of the arais. If you have any sveikis, you should repeat it. Emes v'yatzev, the bracha of Krishma is only drabanan. Should not have to repeat it. Yet the Gemara says, if I can't. My time is the Gemara. I'll tell you why, because Krishma is drabanan. Emes v'yatzev, the arais. Since it's in of Krishma is midrabanan, if you forgot it, you're not sure, just leave it out. But Yatsiv and Ochin, just the Diminatero, Emes V'Yatsiv. So if you're going to forget that, then you have to go and repeat it. Now, that sounds very, very strange to us because we always think of Kriyashma being one of the preeminent mitzvahs, and the din of Birchus Kriyashma is just kind of a very nice accessory, but that's not the main thing. Zoktiwar, Omer Yehuda, Safik Kara Krishma, Safik Lekara, Eina Chayzimar. Safik Omer Yehuda, Ziyatsev, Yomar, Chayz V'yom, Ehem Ziyatsev. My time of Krishma, my time. Krishma is Drabon, and Ziyatsev is Diyaraisa. Since Krishma is Drabonon, you have a Safik, don't repeat. And Ziyatsev Diyaraisa, you better repeat it. That doesn't sound right. Moser of Yosef, Krishma is Drabon, Ubishapu Kumecha. That's what we've been saying from day one of our Masechta. So each time he uses the word b'shach b'kamecha, the gabi, the mitzvah of Krishma. Now b'shach b'kamecha by definition means that there's a chiyuv min ha-Torah, that's a pasuk in the Torah. So how can the Gemara say that maybe it's only drabanan? That word doesn't mean to say Krishma, it means to go and learn Torah. Like the Pasuk, V'gisa boy yoyma v'layla. Because it says in the Pasuk, V'shinantul v'nech v'dibarta ba, M'shivtcho yisech, v'lech v'adar, v'shavcho yimecha. So what does that mean? V'shinantul v'nech, v'shinantul v'nech means to learn. Same thing in the second parasha. So learning has to be batugim anach v'yisa b'yom v'layla. But you have no right to come to Krishma. Krishma is the Rabbanan. Who be the return exiv? Kan, tonight, another Mishnah. Balkari Mahar, believe of any work, Lelefanev, Lelacharejo. A Balkari's Mahar, when it comes to Krishma, doesn't say the brachas before or after. Almost when it comes to benching, for Lelacharev, he goes and benches afterwards. Vain of work, Lefan, but he should not make a bracha before. Freytimar. Visal Gadaitachem, as Yatsi Zeraisa. If you tell me Evas Yatsi is a Vada and Minatoira, so Ibazoi Frey Timara Livrech Acharea, so then we should be Machai, a person who's in a Baal Keri, to go after the Emes V'Yatziv, to go and say the bracha after that. Why do we say you don't make a bracha? After my time in Mavarach, I said, Timara, you know what's the reason why we're supposed to be Mavarach, either Kriyashma or the bracha? I'll tell you why. Why do you make a bracha? If you're telling me, for instance, the reason why we go and say Emes Emuna, because we say towards the end, and even if you're talking about the Emes V'Yatziv in the morning, Emes V'Yatziv in the morning also has references because Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Is there a bazoisi you're asking, why would it say in the Mishnah that if you're about Keri, you should only learn Krishma, and you shouldn't say another bracha? You should say another bracha. Why should you not say another bracha? Because that bracha has a din of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Emni Mahu Idkalei B'Krishma. The reason why is because he remembered to say it in Krishma. Once you say Krishma, after all, our Mishnah says, thank you. The Baal Keri's Mahara Beliba Vein Tzorch Vein Mavorach Lefanev Lelacharel. You know why doesn't that be Mavorach Lacharel? Aye, the Acharel has it a din of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because he was already Mahara Beliba, he already said it in Krishma. The third parsha of Krishma says, Ani Hashem Lekechem, Asher Yitzayis Yitzchem Yer Tzatzayim, etc. So it says, Yitzias Mitzrayim. He played with Krishma. Frank Dimar, Vein Mahavu Lebiyah. Since Krishma, according to this Mandiyamah, is Midrabban, and Emes V'Yatziv is Midyaraisa, why does it say in the Mishnah, Baal Keri Mahara Belibai Krishma? But don't say the Brach, you know why? Because he already mentioned in Krishma. Tuk Buk Faket, V'Neima Ha V'Loi Boi Ha. Let him say Emes V'Yatziv, which has Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then he could go and dispense with Krishma. So let it say in the Mishnah, Baal Keri Mahara Birchas Ha Krishma Belibai, the bracha achrayna, and doesn't say krishma, and he shouldn't say the previous bracha. Everything more ha krishma difa, the is batarti. No, we rather have him go and say krishma rather than emes v'yatziv, even though krishma is only drabban according to this one, the amar. But the reason why it's better to go and say it, because you have tarti. Tarti means you have both the inyan of kabbalas ol malcha shemayim, and you have the inyan of yitzias mitzrayim. Mash enkein, emes v'yatziv only has Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why we're better off learning Krishma. For Blaga Omar, Safik Kara Krishma, Safik Lein Kara, Choyz V'Kari Krishma, says Reb Blaga, what happens if a person has a Safik, if you learn Krishma, or maybe if you did not learn Krishma, Choyz V'Kari Krishma, you should go and repeat the Krishma all over. Safik Yispalo, Safik Lein Yispalo, if a person is not sure with the Yidav Shem and Asrei, ain't a Choyz V'Yispalo, you should not go and repeat it. Nothing wrong with repeating Shemin Esrei a second time. Worst comes to worst, if you missed it the first time, you'll say it the second time. Why? Because halavai, a person should go and daven the entire day. And one of the major focuses of davening during the entire day is the Krishma that we say. Excuse me one second.
That's really Sveik Dirais Lachomran, Sveik Dabon Lakula.
Here the Rais and Rabbana are reversed. Normally we hold that Krishma is Minatayra. Normally we hold that Emes V'Yatziv is Midraban, because all brachas other than Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTayra, in Birchas HaTayra there's a machlokes, but besides Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTayra, all other brachas is Midraban.
Yes.
And here Rav Yehuda said, based on these Kav Chaymes, Rav Yehuda Amrav said, Okay, Rabbi Isai. Back to the Gemara once again. Reb Loza Omar, three lines before the wide lines, Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Reb Loza Omar, Safik Kara Krishma, Safik Le Kara. If he has a Safik, whether he rang Krishma or not, Choyzi V'Kari Krishma, then he should repeat the Krishma. Safik Yispal, Safik Le Yispal, Ein Choyzi Mispal. He should not repeat the Shemin Esrei. Now, what's the reason why? Like Rabbi Tzion was saying a moment ago, because by Kriya Shema, he holds that Kriya Shema is Diraisa. And therefore, if he has a suffix, repeat it again. Rabbi Loza obviously is disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel just got finished saying Kriya Shema is Midrabanan. Remember, look at the beginning of Rabbi Yehuda, right in the middle of the Amid. Rabbi Yehuda, suffix kara Kriya Shema, suffix le kara, ain't a choizev a kaire. Because he holds it's Midrabanan. However, Rabbi Loza says suffix kara Kriya Shema, suffix le kara, choizev a kaire Kriya Shema. Avadi, he should repeat it because he holds Kriya Shema is the Araisa. And again, what's the machloik is? How do you understand B'shach B'chumecha? Is B'shach B'chumecha a din in leaning Kriya Shema, like we've learned until now? Or is B'shach B'chumecha a din in Limud HaTayra? Now, what about Sufik Yispal, Sufik Le Yispal? What happens if he's not sure what he daven Shemin Esrei? Ein Rechoyz B'Yispal, don't repeat it, because the whole Shemin Esrei is Drabonon, not the Araisa. Rabbi Yechonomar, Ulvayish Yispal, Odom Kolayim Kuloi. No, there's no problem in repeating Shemin Esrei again, even if you already davened, because halavai, people should daven against the tog. The reason for that is because people need a rachman from the Rabbi Shalom 24 hours a day, and so therefore, you may have said Shemin Esrei, big deal, say it again, halavai, you should mispal kol hayom. That's the look of Rabbi Yochanan. V'im Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, ha'ayim b'tfilo, person was davening Shemin Esrei, and then he remembers, I davened already. This could happen to a person, for instance, that normally davens mincha ktana, in other words, shortly before evening, and picked one day, he was in a yeshiva somewhere or whatever, and they made a minyan for mincha gdoyla. So he already davened mincha, and now it's mincha ktana, he came home, he came back to Besmedesh later in the day, because he wants to daven ma'ariv. They're davening mincha, and he says, okay, let me chaperein and daven mincha, and as he's in the middle of Atachim Lulam Das, or in the middle of Hashivenu, or wherever, he says, I already davened. What does Yehuda Mishmuel say? Oh, you're in Bitfilo, in this case, she's Baal. Poisik, let him stop. Vafilo be'em tzebrocha. Even if he's in the middle, Atachim Lulam Das, stop, don't finish the Shemin Esrei, just stop there, and stop. Frey Timora, Eini, from Rav Nachman, Kevinim be'rav, Rav Baravua, Boyin minei hani b'nei beirav the tol umidkri the chol b'shabbes maushi yigmaru. Tonight is Friday night. We're going to go and start tonight saying the normal bracha for davening in the evening. At the kiddushin sam chisobi tishin secha, and we start inormous Shemin Esrei for Shabbos. Tomorrow morning we say Yismach Moshe. Okay, so we have those Shemin Esrei on Shabbos. Mincha at Echad v'Shimcha Echad. What happens by accident on Shabbos? A person starts saying At Chayin Olam Das, and he may even have said already two or three or four brachas. He might already be in Terafeinu or Baruch Aleinu, and then he said, "What am I doing? I'm crazy! It's Shabbos today. Why am I saying the Shemin Esrei of Chol?" So the Bnei Beirav asked the Shaila. Boyin minei hani bnei beirav the tov or mitkri the chol b'shabbes maush igmaru. Should you finish off your bracha or should you stop and say it's not chol today, it's Shabbos? Va'omer lo, he told us goyim rim koloise bracha, finish off the entire bracha and then you'll go back to the tefillah for Shabbos. Then you go back to Yismach Moshe, etc. Dr. Mor hachi hashda. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is, here Shmuel said, if you're in the middle of tefillah, and you remember that you davened already, poisik, stop, don't continue. And here Rav Nachman said that we have the identical question on Shabbos Kodesh, and what does it say? If you remembered you're in the middle, and you started off davening choyl, and you remember that it's Shabbos, what should you do? You should finish off that bracha, finish off the Baruch Aleinu, finish off Rifa'enu, and then you'll go to Yismach Moshe or Shemin Esrei. Why? Didn't we just said now if you're in the middle of davening and you realize that you davened already, stop! So why don't you stop here too? So tomorrow the two cases are not identical, they're not parallel. Hochi hashta. Hosem gavra baruch yuvu, rabbanan hud liyachichu, mishum kovid Shabbos. Taloch is ve'emesin. The emesin is that on Shabbos Kodesh a person should go and say the full Shemin Esrei of the 18 or 19 brachas. The reason why we didn't do it is Mishum Tercha. The Rabbanan didn't want to be matriach. A person, after all, Shabbos is a day that a person wants to go home, be with his family, sing zmiris, say Torah, enjoy Oynik Shabbos. And they said, you know what, we're going to shorten up the Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos. But if you wanted to say the full Shemoneh Esrei, so then mitzad ikar hadin, you have the chiyuv of davening full Shemoneh Esrei, just like during the week. And he could have, would have, should have said the full Shemoneh Esrei. It's only, Chum said, I don't want to be matriach. So therefore the Maisa, if he started off and started saying Rufa'enu or Baruch Aleinu or any of the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, it's fine. Why is it fine? Because he was mechuyev to go and say those brachas. We just want him on matriach and we give him a break. So if he actually started it, Zogdo the Gemara, if he was midker the chol b'shavas ma'ishi yigmeru, the halacha is goyimrin kolois a bracha, finish off the bracha. Ma'ishenkin of lahach, in the first case, the case of Shmuel, what happened over there? There's a person already davening mincha, and now he's in the middle of davening mincha unnecessarily. There's no reason why you should continue on. There's no mitzvah anymore. Stop in your tracks. Finish. Don't continue on. Just stop and don't continue Shemoneh Esrei. So the difference between the two cases is on Shabbos Meikar Adin, this is the correct Shemoneh Esrei to say. The Chum just gave a person a break and said you don't have to go and say this long Shemoneh Esrei. But if he started it, okay, finish it off. Finish at least that bracha. Masha'en kei v'gabnei any Shemoneh Esrei during the week. If you already said it, you don't have any chiyuv at all. Stop. Don't continue.
But the place looks here as opposed to the Musaf, but you don't have that chiyuv, then ain't nechlam, you would stop immediately.
Oh, so fine. So Rabbi Tzion says that this only applies to a regular Shemoneh Esrei, which is the daily chiyuv, like Shachros and Mincha. If you're talking about Musaf, since it's not a chol Shemoneh Esrei, in a chanami, the halacha would be that you should stop in your tracks because it's no that you're mechuyev anyway. And the chum didn't want to be matriach. You're not mechuyev anyway. So if you start in Musa, if you start off with a chol Shemoneh Esrei, do not continue on. The Amar Yehuda Meshmuel his palel v'nichlas beis knesset. What happens if a person? Okay, so before we continue on, we have now two halachas. We have the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. He says, "Halavai sheispal kol yom kulay." Person can daven as many times as he wants, and we just had this halacha now of Shmuel and Rav Nachman that a person should not daven if he realized that he davened already. Shmuel said, "Stop and don't continue." Right? Why don't we say by Shmuel the same thing? Halavai sheispal adam kol yom kulay. So it would seem that these two halachas are not consistent. But Rashi, in fact, says we paskin like both. If you go to the Rashi, seven lines before the end, in the Bahag Pasak, then halacha Rabbi Yochanan b'safik. If you're not sure whether you davened yes or no, says Rabbi Yochanan, daven again, doesn't matter. Halavai sheispal kol yom kulay. When did Shmuel say that stop in the middle? If you remembered for sure that you davened, don't daven twice, don't waste your time, don't say Dvarim Betelim, you already davened, just stop there. The Yom Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, back to the Gemara, three lines to the bottom. The Yom Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Hispal V'nichnas L'Beis HaKnesses. 1 second. Yes, Mami, we're in the middle of the Shia. When we're finished, we'll probably finish about a half an hour. We'll give you. Very good. Bye-bye. Okay, Zotim Marabait. V'am Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, Hispal v'nichnas l'beis knesses. A person goes into shul, u'matz tzibur shemispal, and he finds that there's a tzibur, people are davening. He already davened. What should he do? Says the Gemara, im yochel chadish badover yachsel yispal. If he can be mechadish something in his tefillah. In other words, it shouldn't just be repeating the same tefillah word for word for word. Then he can go and be lispal. But if he cannot be mechadish anything, he's just repeating it. Al yach lispal, he should not go and daven again. Now, the Gemara is bothered by, what do I need these two halachas for? What means these two halachas? We had an Arab Yehuda Mishmul twice. In the case of he's in the middle of davening and he realizes, I made a mistake, I davened already. Poisik vafil b'emtza bracha. Don't continue. Don't continue. Here, Rav Yehuda Mishmul says, person goes into shul, and he sees that they're davening, if he cannot be machadish, don't daven again. Don't daven. So in Rav Yehuda Mishmuel really saying the same halacha twice. Don't waste your time by extra tefillas. If you're not machuyiv, don't say it. Why did Rav Yehuda Mishmuel say the halacha twice? Says Yomar Tzricha. The Achmini Kamaisi would say the first time, the first Rav Yehuda Mishmuel that said that you started davening Shmones and you remember that you davened already, stop in your tracks. Don't continue. Hanami liyachad viyachad. That's talking about that the first Shmona Esrei was biyachid, and the new Shmona Esrei is biyachid. You have not made anything new in your Shmona Esrei. It's exactly the same. Zok, Yehuda Mishmuel, if you're ready daven, don't, and you're in the middle, and you remembered, don't bother davening again, don't continue. Same thing, Oitzima Vitzima. The first time you daven with an oilam, and now the second time you're davening with an oilam, stop in your tracks, don't continue. However, when I'm the first time you daven b'yichidus, and now the second time in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you're davening with an oilam in shul, I would think, maybe he should take a continue and finish off the whole Shemoneh Esrei, because after all he's davening mitat tzibur. Kamash malana, makes no difference. If he already davened already, and he remembers, stop, don't continue. V'yashvin hocha, if you can only tell me that second halacha, what's the second halacha? That person comes into shul, and they're davening, and he already davened. If he cannot be mechadish davar, don't start Shemoneh Esrei. Mishum d'layaschulba, because he didn't start. So he asked the Rav, what should I do? The Rav tells him, don't say it again, you davened already. But in the first case, we had started Shemoneh Esrei. I might think, since he started Shemoneh Esrei, let him go and finish. Tzricha says, no, in both cases, stop, don't say. Don't say whether you started, don't say even if you didn't start. Put two dots here, nushtikl omer avun. Hanichle basic knesset, person goes into shul and what's a tzibush and mispalim, and he sees that people are davening. And he wants to chatmit, he wants to daven together with them. And he wants to have tefillah b'tzibur. What should he do? If he's able to daven Shemoneh Esrei and to finish Shemoneh Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur will reach Moedim, Yispal. That means that he, for instance, let's say the whole Tzibur is davening in the middle of Echvai Sim Sholem. If he's going to go and start davening together with them now by beginning Shemoneh Esrei with them, obviously, after a short period of time, the Baal Tefillah is going to start, because everybody's finishing off Shemoneh Esrei, the Baal Tefillah is going to start. What happens if he starts, and this private individual is in the middle of davening? So what's going to happen is, by the time the Shliach Tzibur reaches Moedim, he might still be in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. If he's still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, that's no good, because he won't be able to say Moedim together with everybody else. So, he has to go and see Vimahalt. If he comes into Shemoneh Esrei, if he comes into Shul and sees everybody's in the middle of Echbeis, Atakodesh, Slachlonu, Rifoenu, still the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, so then he can daven and chaperein with them, even though his Shemoneh Esrei may end later than the rest, because he started later than the rest, but he'll be finished before Moedim, and that's fine. Now what's so important that he should be finished before Moedim, says Rashi, because when the Tzibur says Moedim, everybody takes a bow. This fellow who's davening Shemoneh Esrei, he's not going to bow, and people say it looks like he's koifer b'misha chaveirav mishtachven loy. Look at the Rashi, Rav Huna Sava. Rashi, third line from the top. Rav Huna Sava, yochid hamispalim atzibur. If he's davening with his Tzibur, oimer kodosh, he can go and say kodosh. Hilkach im leigomar ad shleigia shatz lekodosh less lanba. If he cannot finish until the shatz says kedusha, then I'm not concerned about. We're going to talk about kedusha in a moment. Avo moedim, avo bishi yochid oimer moedim im eino oimer matzibur. Even though the yochid says moedim in Shemoneh Esrei, im eino oimer matzibur, if he doesn't say it together with the tzibur by time of the moedim drabanan, when they're doing the, when the Baal Tefillah is repeating the Shemoneh Esrei, Haroi is kulam kairim, everybody else is bowing their heads, vo'ene karei, and this person is standing erect, because he's davening Shemoneh Esrei, ne'er ke koi v'misha chaveir v'mishtach v'lai. So therefore, according to Rav Huna, the key is, If you want to go and say Shemoneh Esrei and start a little bit later than everybody else, that's fine. But make sure that you finish before the Shliach Tzibur will get to Maitan. That's Rav Huna. Talk to Gemara. Rabbi Yishu ben Levi Omar. Em yochel lehascha v'ligmar ad shelo yagia shatz l'kedusha yispalel. No, it has nothing to do with Maitan. It has to do with getting to Kedusha. If you can go and finish the whole Shemoneh Esrei, and you know that by the time the Baal Tefillah is going to get to Kedusha, you'll be done, fine, chaparai. But if you think that you're not going to be done, everybody's up to Moedim, you're going to start Shemoneh Esrei now, by the time you get to the end of Shemoneh Esrei, the Baal Tefillah will have hit Kedusha, and you won't be able to say Kedusha with them, then don't start davening. So I see that the Tanakhama, not the Tanakhama, Rav Huna says the key is, will you be finished in time to say Moedim? While Rav Shuman Levi says, are you going to be finished in time to say Kedusha with the Tzibur? What's the machlokes? According to the first Maimonides, according to Rav Huna, a yochid who's davening with the tzibur can say kedusha by himself. Meaning, I am davening in a shul, and everybody in shul has already said Shemoneh Esrei. In fact, everybody in shul is already saying tachnun, or they're saying Ashri Uvol Tzion, and I'm late, and I'm saying Shemoneh Esrei by myself. But there's still a minyan. People are still there. There are 10, 20, 50, 100 people in shul. When I get to, in my personal, private, shtila Shemoneh Esrei, Baruch Atu Hashem, Mechai HaMeisim, says Rav Huna, the Yochid can go and say Kedusha, even though he's saying it all by himself. But there's a minyan in Shul, so he's a Yochid within the Tzibur, he's allowed to go and say Kedusha. Masha'enker, Rav Shuben Levi says, no, Chulila, you can't say Kedusha on your own. Even though there's 20, 50 people in Shul, there are 20 or 50 people in Shul. You can only say Kedusha together with the Olam. So therefore, make sure you finish Shemoneh Esrei in time to be able to say Kodesh, Kodesh together with the rest of the crowd. So again, Zog to Yimara Maikab, Marasav Yochad Oyme Kedusha. Rav Huna says, a Yochid could say Kedusha. A Yochid saying Kedusha doesn't mean that when you're home, you could say Kedusha. Or when you're in shul by yourself, you can say Kedusha. Yochid can say Kedusha if he's together with a minion in shul that has already said Kedusha. Or for that matter, that will say Kedusha eventually. He could say it on his own in his own Shemoneh Esrei. That's what Rashi was saying that we quickly ran over. Look on the third line again, Rav Huna Savar. Yochid Hamispal im Hatzibur Oimer Kodesh, he could say Kedusha on his own in his own Shemoneh Esrei. Hilkacham Leigomer actually Agia Shas the Kodesh. Even though his Tefillah, he's going to still be in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei when the Baal Tefillah is saying Kedusha. Leslan ba, I don't care. Just make sure in your own Shemoneh Esrei you see that everybody else is up to Sim Shalom. You know that if you start your Shemoneh Esrei now, that the Baal Tefillah will say Kedusha in another minute, and you'll never be able to finish Shemoneh Esrei in time. No problem. When you're up to Mechayim Meisim, go and say your own Kedusha and just continue on. You don't need to say it in Ma'atzibur according to Rav Huna. That's why I'm only concerned about Moedim. Rabbi Shimon Levi said, no, and Yochad Oimer Kedusha. Just like I'm concerned about Moedim, I want him to say Kedusha with the call. Back to Gemara. How do I know Yochid cannot say Kedusha? Shnemar, it says in the Pasuk, Nikdash b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Kol davar shebikdush leheipachos mei asara. The Nikdash, when you want to say Kedusha, it's got to be b'soich b'nei Yisrael. B'soich b'nei Yisrael means at least 10 people. Frankly, with my mashal, where do we see in this Pasuk that you have to have a minion? B'shteitab's 10 people. Turn it up. Noi, achva, d'rabchia, bar, abba. As yitoich, toich. I have exeir shava. Now the many people that are under the impression that when it says "Ksiv Hosam he bodlum itoich eid azoyis," oh, that's talking about the meraglim and the 12 meraglim altogether, and it says "eid azoyis," with the eid haro azoyis. So which eight are we referring to? We're taking 12 meraglim. We subtract 2 meraglim, which is Yeshua and Kolev, and we have 10 left. And that's Pesach, right? He bought them Pesach. But that's really a mistake, because you have to add another limud, because he bodlu b'toicha eida zois is not referring to the meraglim, it's referring to adas koirach. This is a pasuk in Parshas Koirach, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe and all the Erel Chayin, stay away from Koirach, because they're soon all going to be swallowed up. V'chalo isam kiroga, they're all going to be swallowed up in the ground. So how do I know Adas Koirach? There were many more than 10 people. You had 250 people. What was it there? How do I know Malalon Asor Avkan Asor? So in fact, there are a bunch of words missing over here, which you have on the side. Let's see in our Gemara's where it is. Is it Ois? Yeah, Ois Dalid in our Gemara's Masoris Hashas. Tzorach Loima. You have to add. V'yasya Eida Eida. Tichsiv Ad Mosai La Eida Haru Hazois. It says, Mar Osai La Eida Haru Hazois. Asher Hei Malina Molai. That's talking about the Meraglim. And then it says the other Pasuk of the case of Koirach. Aha. See, here it says Eida, and there it says Eida. Meaning, where does it say Eida? It says, and Masala Eida Roa Zois Hashahim Malina Malai. And you have over here, Bodle Mitoicho Eida Hazois. Ah! So I learn up Eida, Eida. That what? That just like by the Adas Meraglim, sorry, just like by Adas Koirach, it says the word Mitoich, and it says the word Eida. Now I'm going to learn Eida, Eida from the case of Meraglim. With their Meraglim, we know that Eida was 10. How do I know it was 10? Because 12 minus 2. So therefore I have now two back-to-back limudim. I'm going to learn first Eida, Eida, to go and tell you that the type of the word Eida means 10, like we see by Meraglim. It means 10, 12 minus 2. And I'm learning now Eida 2, the din of Koirach, that there also uses the word Eida, and it says the word Toich. And now I'm going to learn, so therefore I'm going to, based on Kalvach, based on the Gzeira Shava, say that he bodlu mitoich, also I deem it to be referring to 10. And now I'm going to learn toich toich from Raglim to the case of Benikdashi betoich b'nei Yisrael, to tell you once again that you need 10. So I need to come on to Eida, Eida, and toich toich, two back-to-back limudim. Udekuli alma miyas, mifsik leposik. But however, everybody agrees that you cannot go and be mafsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. If I'm davening my own private Shemoneh Esrei, and I hear the Baal Tefillah saying Kedusha, I cannot say Kedusha. I can stop and listen to the Kedusha, yes. I hear the Baal Tefillah saying Moedim. I can stop and listen to the Moedim, yes. But I'm not allowed to go and say the Kedusha or say the Moedim in the Shemoneh Esrei. Of course, there's an exception. If you're holding Mechaya Mesim, then you can say Kedusha. But not if you're holding middle of Rafa'enu or middle of Moedim, you can't go and say Kedusha. You can't be Mafsik. So, for Gemara, Iboilu, Ma'ala Hafsik, Lihei Shemoy HaGodl Mavoyrach. What happens? You're davening Shemoneh Esrei and you hear the Baal Tefillah saying Kaddish. And now comes Yihei Shemei Rabba. Are you allowed to go and say Yihei Shemei Rabba? It's Kiyosu of Dimi, Om Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Talmidid Rav Yochanan, Amri, Lakoil, Ein Mafsikin. When you're davening Shtilah Shemoneh Esrei, you're not letting me mafsik for anything. Chutz min Yehei Shemoy HaGodol Mavayrach. That's the only exception. Yehei Shemei Rabba. Shafilah Oisi V'Masa Merkava. Even if you are learning together with a private Rebbe, Masa Merkava, which are Kabbalistic learnings in Sefer Yecheskel, Poisik, you can stop Yehei Shemei Rabba. However, says Yimav Lesilchus Sigabas, however, that's not the halacha, because as we well know, when we're davening Shemoneh Esrei, we cannot break and be mafsik for anything for zero. Says Yimari, we know Imam Mavarach Lefneim Uli Acharayim. Now we have that at the end of the Mishnah, that the Baal Keri does say the brachos before and after. That's before and after Kriyishma, and before and after eating. Faitim Elamem, the Kasab Rabbi Yehuda, Baal Keri, Mutta B'divrei Torah. How can he? How can he be Mavarach? A Baal Keri is also B'divrei Torah. Gemara is asking a very, very straightforward question. We see Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah argues with the Tanakhama, because the Tanakhama says in our Mishnah the Baal Keri can be Maharib Beliboy but not be Mevarech, both by Kriyishma and by also by benching. They can't be mevarch lefaneh, not lachareh, goodish. By mazin, mevarch leachrav. Because the mazin is not Torah. But otherwise, ain't a mevarch. The Yehuda said, no, mevarch lefaneim, lachareim, which is mashma, that he holds that a balkeri can go and say brachas, even the rabbanim dirke brachas, and perhaps even say it bepem molei, and you don't need to go to the mikveh. Of course you have to go to the mikveh. Rabbi Yehuda himself holds of the din of going to the mikveh. How do I know that he holds the din of going to the mikveh? Because I have this drasha. What's a drasha? It says, Voidat l'venech l'vnei v'necha. Voidat l'venech l'vnei v'necha means that you are learning Torah with your children and your einiklach. V'samach lein, the next pasuk says, Yirma shamat l'vnei Hashem l'kecha b'choyrev. Remember that day that you were sitting on choyrev, which means Har Sinai. Choyrev and Har Sinai are basically synonyms. Malalon, just like the Gabi Har Sinai, Balakiri and Nusurim. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you have to be mafresh min Isha for 3 days and you have to go to the mikveh. Afkad, the same thing applies over here, Balakiri and Nusurim. A Balakiri is Asur. No. And I'm assuming that Rabbi Yehuda darshans that drasha. So how does he say you should be mavarech lefaneo ulachareo? Vakitame Rabbi Yehuda loy darish smuchin. Maybe you're going to tell me Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan smuchin, because these two psukim are smuchim, right? We're learning a hekish. Vaydakul v'necha. And yom asher amadata. Omer of Yosef. Afil amadalei dori smuchim b'chol ha-toyra. Even according to those that do not darshan smuchim b'chol ha-toyra kula, the Mishnah Torah dorish. When it comes to say the Devarim, they are dori smuchim. How do I know? The Rabbi Yehuda loy dori smuchim b'chol ha-toyra kula. Taka ar Rabbi Yehuda, kol ha-toyra kula, does not darshan smuchim. But Mishnah Torah, Darshan, when it comes to Devarim, he does Darshan. Frank Timora, where do you see that he doesn't Darshan Smuchen? B'chala Torah Kula Minol and Loi Darish, this time we learned in a Brisa. Ben Azei Oimer. Then Machashefa Loi Sechai. Machashefa means a witch. Loi Sechai, you don't allow her to live. Then Emma Kol Sheikh Mehema Moisimas. Whoever lives with an animal, what they call bestiality, also Dinam Misa. Now, these two find themselves together back to back. Why these two psukim together? Just like a person who lives with a behema, he gets skila. How do I know he gets skila? So Rashi brings, because I have a gzeira shava, Rashi in the middle of the omud, mashayichim behema biskila, kaminim besanhedrin, gzeira shava de taharoigu, says vesan behema taharoigu. And the other passage says, ki horig tahargenu, that's by mesis. And just like mesis from chashiv, the din is Biskila, Uskalta Moisim Avanim of Mesu. So the din of Skila. So just like this Taharoig, this Horig Targenu involves Skila, same thing applies to the Mechashiv gets Skila. That is the, just like a Shoich of Behema gets Skila because of Horig and Targenu, Taharoigu and Targenu, same thing I'm going to learn now, Smichus from Shoich of Behema to the case of the Mechashiv or the Machshef, all to Biskila. So Mechashiv Behema Biskila, Mechashiv and Nami Biskila. We're on the first wide line. Just because these two psukim come together, it's not even two psukim. It's two psukim back to back. That just like by the din of Kol Sheikh Mehem Moisyumas, I have my drasha Targenu and Taroigu to tell you the din of Skila. Because of that, Machashefa also gets Skila. After all, remember, Skila is the most chomor of the four Aramises Bezdin. And if that's the case, just because of Asmichus, we're going to go and take this person to Skila. Stam Misa in the Torah's Chanek. I'll tell you the reason, says Rabbi Yehuda, why I agree the Machashefa gets Skila, not because it's Michus, but rather because Oy V'yedoyni b'chal kol Machashefim ha'yu. Oy V'yedoyni is a form of Kishuf, of sorcery. And the Torah says, b'feirish by Oy V'yedoyni, that they get, be'even yirgumu oysam demeyem bam. Be'even yirgumu oysam means that they get Skila. And we have a famous rule, the kol davish ha'yu b'chal, V'yotze min ha'klal. Lo y'lelamed al'atzma yotze, el'lelamed al'klal kula yotze. So oy v'yedoyni are just a form of kishuv. And they came out of the general parish of kishuv to tell you, lo y'yotze l'hakish lehem v'lo y'melach. Just like oy v'yedoyni, b'skila, be'evin yirgimu oysam, am chashefa b'skila. So I see from this that Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan smichus. And where are these psukam and mechashef alay sechaya? It's in Parshas Mishpatim. He doesn't darshan it b'chol ha'tirei kula. But by Mishnah Torah, minol in the darish, he does darshan. The sign here, Blaise Oimer, noisi odam anusas aviv umafutas aviv anusas benoi umafutas benoi, or Rabbi Yehuda oisim anusas aviv umafutas aviv. What is this all about? The halacha is, a person, of course, is not allowed to go and marry Eishes Aviv. A person is also not allowed to go and marry his daughter, Kalosai. That would be Eishes Benoi. What happens, however, if you're talking about a woman that his father unfortunately lived with, either by violating her, that's what we call Anusas Aviv, or Mefutas Aviv, a woman that the husband, she seduced him, he seduced her, but Lamaisa, they lived together. Is a son allowed to go and marry that woman? Or the same thing applies to Anusas Benoi, Mefutas Benoi. His son lived with a woman, not with Chuppah V'Kiddushin. Is the father allowed to go and marry that woman? It's not his Kalosoi, Efshiyah. Anyway, Reb Lezer says, all of these things are mutter. Reb Yehuda oisim Anusas Aviv, Mefutas Aviv. Reb Yehuda says it's awesome. Now, where did Rabbi Yehuda come from? If you remember, Gilam Rav, my time in Rabbi Yehuda, the Chsiv, Leikach Ish is Aishis of it, person now that marry his father's wife, that everybody agrees to. Leigala Knaf of it, he's also now that go and be Megala the Knaf of Oviv. Now, what does that mean, Knaf of it? Tarshin Chazal, Knaf Shiro, Oviv Leigala, that the Knaf that his father saw, if his father saw the unclothed woman in the sense that he lived with her, even though it wasn't Aishis Aviv, it was Anusas Aviv, Mefutas Aviv, also Lo Yigala. Pray Timor, my Anusas Aviv Ksiv. How do I know that the Taicha, the words Knaf Aviv, means Anusas Aviv? Maybe Knaf Aviv means something else. So Timor, Samachle, because the next pasuk is V'nosan Isha Sheikhiv Ima Lavia Nara Chamishim Kosev, Lo Yisia Li Isha, etc. That's talking about a case of an Anusa. A man that it was ma'anis a woman. Ah, so what do I see? So I have two psukim together in the same parsha. One parsha is talking about le'yigala kenaf oviv. I don't know what kenaf oviv means. But then I have a pasuk right next to it that says, talking about oynis, menosan isha shechav ima l'vi anara chamishim kosev. Oh, so I'm going to learn one from the other, bismichus, and that's in Mishnah Torah. And guess what? The two psukim that we had before, Voidatul v'nechal of nevenechal, and the follow-up pasuk Yemeshematul v'nei Hashem l'keichem b'choyrev. That was also in Mishnah Torah. Those were psukim in Devarim. So if that's the case, I just proved now that Rabbi Yehuda does not darshin smuchin b'kol ha'teira kula, but he does darshin smuchin here in the case of Mishnah Torah in Devarim. So why didn't he learn one from the other? And if he does learn one from the other, how does he allow a person to go and be mevarech lefneim v'achareim? He has to go to the mikveh first because of the din of Tvilas Ezra. The Tumor Amri. In the Mishnah Torah Takadorish. V'hani smuchim v'boilin idach Rabbi Shimon Levi. What does Rav Yehuda do with these two psukim? Not to learn the din that you cannot say divrei Torah unless you go to the mikveh, but rather the Amr Rav Shimon Levi kolam lamed lebnoi Torah malo v'kosa kilekil kibla mihar chayiv. If a person is zochet to learn with his children Torah, it's as if they will mekabel the Torah from Har Sinai directly. Tremendous koyach of learning with children. Shnem vaydach v'nech v'nei v'necha. Uksib basrei, yoy meshamat v'nei ashech v'necha v'choyrev. Avadi does learn smuchin, but not to tell us the din of that it requires mikvah, but he learns from this the greater inyan of learning Torah with his children. Mechem, to be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Zad kiven.